I haven't seen the swallows since Monday, you know.
Well, haven't you?
I think they've finally flown.
That's what swallows do.
At the end of the summer.
The village flower and produce show is on Sunday. That usually signals the end of summer.
Oh, did you want to go?
Heavens, no. Just that it was the main topic of conversation last night in the Bull.
Oh, yes?
David and Ruth were saying that Dad went up to Brookfield with yet another version of his lemon drizzle cake for them to test.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, except that this is the third this week. Ruth said she's going to have to give it away, just not tell Dad.
Well, she'll give it to me. I won't tell. He's a great cook.
He seems almost certain to win the men-only event. Usha was still undecided about whether or not to enter.
I don't think she has the right qualifications.
Not the men's event. And talking about in general.
Well, how was your evening out with Usha?
Well, once we'd wound down, fine. She's very funny. Good company.
I'm glad.
She was stressing over Clive Horribin at first, though.
Ah.
It seems Susan just can't let it go. She went round to Blossom Hill Cottage and talked Usha into going back to speak to him.
Really?
I've realised why Susan's so insistent on trying to get a psychiatric report.
Why?
It's obvious. Susan needs to believe there's something psychologically wrong with Clive, and she needs to cling on to some justification for his behaviour.
Yes. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Otherwise, how could she cope, knowing what her own brother did to those horses?
Good point.